Another place where the U.S. and Russia have found themselves in a serious confrontation is Syria. The Russians have been throwing military and diplomatic support behind President Bashar al-Assad, while the Obama administration has said that Assad must go. The president did mention Syria a number of times in his West Point speech today. The World's Matthew Bell was listening, and he's here with me in the studio. What did we hear from Barack Obama on Syria today, Matthew?
We heard a couple of things that the president has said before, Marco. He said there are no easy answers for the problem in Syria. He said there's no military solution to the civil war there. He also very quickly sort of defended his record on Syria.
As president, I made a decision that we should not put American troops into the middle of this increasingly sectarian war. And I believe that is the right decision. But that does not mean we shouldn't help the Syrian people stand up against a dictator who bombs and starves his own people.
Obama also talked about the imperative of human dignity. So what about U.S. help for Syria then?
He talked about asking Congress for up to $5 billion to create a new counterterrorism regional program. It was interesting that he said Syria will be an important part of this, but he also named several other countries. He said that this would go toward combating extremism in Somalia, in Libya, in Mali, in Yemen. And then he talked about Syria, particularly with the threat of what he called battle-hardened extremists spilling over the borders of Syria from the civil war there, threatening Syria's neighbors and also potentially threatening the United States.
So what does that $5 billion counterterrorism effort actually mean for the U.S. policing Syria? Is it for Syrian rebels? What's it going to go to?
There are some indications that the administration has moved closer to providing lethal assistance to some Syrian rebel groups. There are reports of U.S. training programs in Jordan, in Qatar. There are videos coming out of these, and we've talked about this before, these anti-tank missiles that are going to moderate rebel groups. That's the big question, is sort of what exactly is this going to mean for Syria? I called up President Obama's former special envoy for Syria, Frederick Hoff, and I asked him what did he think he heard in the way of something new from President Obama today?
It implies to me that what he wants is an official, above-the-board, armed, trained, and equipped program for vetted Syrian rebels. This, of course, will require congressional approval. It would require the cooperation of a country or countries willing to consider hosting the effort. And I think in the end, it probably requires that the president make a more explicit case, spelling out the objective of this assistance.
So, Marco, Ambassador Hoff told me that he thought this could really potentially open the door to further U.S. involvement toward helping those moderate rebel groups. But in the end, he said actions really are going to speak louder than words.
Right. So does that $5 billion for a counterterrorism force mean the White House is putting its money where its mouth is?
I think it's hard to kind of characterize this when you think about things like the Iraq War, the Afghanistan War. These were big military operations, lots of boots, lots of equipment on the ground in those countries. I asked a security expert today about this. He told me you just can't really compare. We don't know exactly what this counterterrorism effort is going to look like, but it's probably not going to be anything like the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, insofar as that it's going to be covert operations, as Ambassador Hoff said, training, equipping rebel forces. But again, I think it's a good point that the president is facing skeptical Congress, skeptical American public, and he's going to have a case to make here.
The World's Matthew Bell. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.